Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about ACT's summer offering of Sam Bobrick's Hamlet 2, Better Than the Original.
And to talk about it, we have David Block and Alex Lannon. And welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
How does this differ, Dave? You're the director.
How does this differ from Hamlet, the original?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. It does borrow heavily from the original script, which is nice. But and the storyline follows. The parallels are pretty much there. I won't ruin the ending for you. But the other than that, it's a departure, I'd have to say. Pretty irreverent, yes.
Somewhat of a spoof of the original Hamlet, correct?
That's correct. But it deals with a lot of the fun issues and questions about the original Hamlet. Like, for example, how old is Hamlet? Some people think he's in his 40s. Some people think he's 18. So there's a little bit of dialogue about that. And is Ophelia pregnant or not in the original text? So we deal with that. And there's a lot of other things that Sam Bobrick plays with as he writes this play.
It almost sounds like a soap opera. Is Ophelia pregnant?
Indeed, yeah.
As Denmark turns.
I've always assumed so, but maybe I have a dirty mind.
Well, Hamlet's one of those plays that everybody has heard about and nobody's ever seen or read unless they've seen the Mel Gibson version recently. So,
right.
But there's so many things about Hamlet that we do know about. So it's not necessary to know the play entirely to enjoy this play, I would say.
Absolutely correct. If you knew nothing about Hamlet, I think you would enjoy Hamlet too.
I think the nice thing is it follows the plot. I remember when I first was exposed to Hamlet, like in middle school, high school, you kind of get lost in the poetry of it when you're first exposed to it. Like, if I saw this first, I would have been able to focus on that poetry because I knew the plot already, because this pretty much follows the plot of Hamlet. And it's fun because we get to, as we're going through it, we're also poking fun at it the whole time. You know, that Hamlet just stops and talks so much. You know, people are like, okay, Hamlet, stop talking. Let's go.
And Alex, who do you play in the show?
I play Claudius, which has probably most famously been done, at least in my mind, by Derek Jacobi, and with rich nuance, and I do none of that. Mine is, owes a lot more to Daffy Duck than Derek Jacobi, to be honest with you.
I think you mentioned before the interview that you sort of summed this play up as Hamlet done by Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I think if Looney Tunes set out to put out Hamlet, this would be it, definitely.
That sounds like fun. I'm still back on Ophelia. Does she commit suicide, or do you rather not tell me?
There's a little twist there, but that does come up as we go through the play. We have a very famous graveyard scene, and Ophelia figures prominently in that, but I won't say exactly how. you'll have to come
see. You don't
want
to spoil the joke. And is there any, I guess, swashbuckling sword fighting in the show?
We have a lot of swashbuckle in this show. There's some sword play. For those that know the play, of course, it's a tragedy. And at the end, everybody's dead. And in this play, we are hoping to leave them in the aisles laughing. But we do have a lot of sword play and poisoning and whatnot at the end of the show. So you'll get to see all that.
So you kill the audience.
We do. We try and slay them, yes.
You really slay the audience. Great. So, Dave, how'd you come across this play?
Well, it's funny, actually. This was not the play that I had originally intended to direct this summer. This is a play that we're doing in combination, in partnership, ACT and Midnight Sun Theater. And we had a playwright that was writing a show for us, and for various reasons, that didn't come to fruition. So I started looking around for other things, and I knew Sam Bobrick's work from other plays I'd read, and I just came across this one, and it jumped out at me. So that's how it came to pass. It was a pretty quick choice, to be honest. So,
yeah, I can imagine. Take one look at this. And, yeah, this we
yeah,
gotta do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the opening scene kind of grabs you, doesn't it? They do take off on the ghost appearing before.
The ghost is our opening scene, and even there we have a little fun with it. You know, one of the things that's neat is we see a lot of the speeches from Hamlet, to be or not to be. Mm-hmm. In fact, we see to be or not to be I don't know how many times in this version. So, again, you're getting the taste of the original. So we have our ghost and... you know, all of that, and that's what starts our show off, is a ghost revealing himself to the guards on the parapets.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Dave Block and Alex Lannon, talking about Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming production of Hamlet 2, Better Than the Original.
So, Alex, you said a moment ago you are playing Claudius. Is there anything about any famous actors? You mentioned Derek Jacobi, about his portrayal of Claudius, that you're playing off of the actor that's playing, that has played the part before? Or how are you said Daffy Duck, but I mean, how are you, what's your approach to the role other than just saying Daffy Duck?
Well, it's interesting in that, at the beginning of the play, he's really won. I mean, he has done everything he wanted to do. And now he's the king. He's in charge, and he gets to revel in it, but only for a few minutes, because the one dangling thing is Hamlet. He left him alive, and you can't control a ghost. A ghost is going to manipulate him, and it's going to start the ball rolling. So he's at the height of his game at the beginning, and then he's just got to struggle to keep there. So he's constantly trying to keep that power throughout the play. So that's still there, but then it's really goofy, and I club somebody on the head with a club at one point, and
this is played deadpan, I hope.
I don't know, Alex, what would you say? Yeah,
Sometimes,
yeah. There are moments where we need to make a little bit more contact with the audience. But Hamlet, our Hamlet, of course, is very, he's kind of Hamlet set adrift in a sea of chaos. I mean, he's the one island in the sea there, and he's pretty deadpan. The others are a little bit more wacky, I would say.
Well, that's Hamlet all over, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
Hamlet is one man who's lost in a sea of confusion.
And if you knew somebody who really questioned everything that much, they would drive you crazy. And other characters get to point that out. Stop whining. Let's go.
Hamlet's been said to be the longest play. I think 4.5 hours is the shortest.
Yeah.
And 4.5 hours of one man trying to decide what to do can drive anybody crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have to confess that it's never been my favorite Shakespeare play.
Well, this will be fun for you, because you get to poke fun at it, a lot of it. Like, we kind of break the fourth wall in that we're poking fun at it, and we know we're poking fun at it.
And Dave, this is your at least second show for the summer for ACT. I know last year you did 39 Steps.
Correct? Right. This is actually our third season, Midnight Sun and ACT working together. So we did a show. The first one was called The Fourth Wall, and then 39 Steps last year, and then this year, Hamlet 2, Better Than the Original.
And summer theater is something that is not quite on a regular basis here in Anchorage because of the weather outside, of course. But how have the audience has been coming for the shows?
Well, you know, we've had to kind of train Anchorage a little bit that this is now an available offering. You know, as you said, summer is our time to go fishing and camping and all those kinds of things. And we haven't traditionally had a lot of summer theater. So it's taken a little while to get, make people aware that this is out there, but our audiences have been consistently growing over the last 3 years, so are hopeful that we'll have big audiences for this.
And having a production on Thursday night is also a very smart idea.
Well, we hope so, because the weekend is when everybody leaves to go to Seward to go fishing or whatever. So
that's my point.
Yeah.
Well, you would think if any show is going to get people into the theater, it's going to be something like this, which is, I have to say, it is a very funny, very, very funny play.
Yeah, we're really pleased with it, and we think Anchorage will be too. So come on out and give a watch, you know.
Well, I certainly will.
Good.
Tell us some of the other members of the cast.
Well, we have Frank Delaney, who's been seen around town in many, many productions. He is playing our ghost. Jackie Hoffman is Gertrude. And then we've got a great bunch of young people, college students and some that are freshly graduated who are playing the younger roles of Horatio and Rosencrantz and Guildenstern and all of that crew. And then our Hamlet is played by David Fink, who has been working in theater a lot, but mostly behind the scenes. So this is, I believe this is pretty much his first leading role. So, and he's doing a fantastic job with it.
How interesting.
Yeah. And he shaved off his beard for the first time in years. He's unrecognizable, even to his own baby.
Who's playing Ophelia, did you say?
That's played by Jessica Faust, and she's been in local theater for many years and is just come out of retirement in college to come play a role for us, and she's a fantastic Ophelia, very dramatic.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
what you want in this play, of course.
Yeah.
You know, Shakespeare's plays have often been done on bare stages or in huge, extravagant sets. What's your approach to this play? How are you? What are the technical aspects of this play like?
Well, what I've learned over the last few years, especially doing this summer program, is less is more. So those that saw 39 Steps last year will remember we did the whole thing with some boxes and a sheet, pretty much.
It was the funniest play I think I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you very much. We had a lot of fun with that.
Rolled in the aisles.
Alex, I think, lost about 30 pounds playing, I don't know, 60 different parts.
60 people. Yeah.
But so we're keeping with that theme. So the sets are minimal and the props are few, and it's very but very accessible, and it allows us to be in many parts of the castle at different times without a lot of prolonged scene changes and whatnot. So,
well, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time here pretty soon. Well, so I have to thank you personally and specifically and give the name of your play and all that good stuff.
Thank you very much for having me.
David Block, Alex Lannan, who are here to talk about Anchorage Community Theater's forthcoming production of Hamlet 2, Better Than the Original.
Well, thanks for being
coming
on Stage Talk.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Cactus Gulch by P. Shane Mitchell. This production by Diamond High will be going to the International High School Play Festival in Scotland later this summer. Showtimes are next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's July 9th to 11th. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Cyrano's production of Bob Rauschenberg America will run through July 15th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
In Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, The Jungle Book is running through July 14th with performances Friday and Saturday at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
And up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August the 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. with doors opening at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Hamlet 2 opens July 6th and runs through July 29th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7, and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.